Our guest on our program today, Superintendent Julie Trepa. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Here we are. No snow days?
Not yet.
And the way it's looking, it's not going to be. At least none this calendar year.
That would be great since we have a couple built in. If they could have them off, that'd be great.
We'll just take those.
Yeah.
I think mostly last year, a lot of them actually came up after.
We actually used all of our snow days, and we had one extra we had to make up after.
Whoops.
So,
which is better than the next calendar you're looking at, which I thought would be a good place to start.
Sure.
You will be having a public hearing on that. That's going to be coming up in January. And still have work to do on it. But
you don't
have a lot of options.
There's not a lot of options. Right now, the law says that we can start August 23rd. That is a Friday. Not our ideal day to start school, but we don't want to miss out on that day because that would put us one day back at the end of the year. So, yeah, just the way things fall, it's not as conducive as a lot of the other calendars. So,
Those holidays are and the things like that.
It's really looking like it'll be after Memorial Day for sure. We'll see.
So the rumors among
the rumor is that maybe the legislature would be willing to discuss maybe starting a Wednesday after state fair is done. Not proposing starting before the state fair is done, but just picking a day of the week versus a date. And that would help us immensely just to have those 2 days. But we'll see.
Someone started this rumor.
Yes, and we're latching on to it in the schools.
We don't know. We don't know.
We're latching on.
We don't know who. So it will be challenging. So once you get, now you're going to be working with staff and going through everything. And then
we already gathered some input from our teachers and our SIAC School Improvement Advisory Council meets this week. So we'll pose some questions to them as well so that we can have it. Have a draft calendar. People need to know it doesn't have a lot of flexibility this next year, just where holidays and things fall. So
we'll have a plan for the January meeting and do the public hearing.
Yep.
Board may or may not take action that night, so we'll see if
we'll see.
All comes together.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's part of the process. You like to do it a little early, don't you?
We like to do it early. Families inquire early with us, so we like to do that for the sake of our families, but that's kind of why I wanted to put out there that, you know, there's a possibility it could change if something changes in the law. So, yeah.
Well, one of the other big things, of course, from your meeting last night was at the end of the meeting, Dr. Brian Melhouse had a prepared statement, but indicated that after 10 and a half years, he thought it was time for he and his family to move on.
He did. He said that the January 16th meeting would be his last meeting, so he let the board know that. So now we will the board will need to decide how they like to proceed with an appointment. Whoever may be appointed will then have the next election. They would be up for election.
So at this time, Matt, I think Elton was the last one.
What
they did was they just asked for people to respond to questions. Mm-hmm. And they had several of them that they gave consideration to. I think the last time, even before that, we had an appointment, it was... Mm-hmm. We had a number of people that had expressed an interest. So
yes,
we'll see what the board decides. It's their choice.
It's their choice how to proceed. So we will see how that goes.
And if somebody wants to do the petition thing, we'll do the petition thing, I guess.
Right.
So. But he did talk about 10 and a half years. That's a long time on the board.
It is.
Really got started because he was involved with the committee that was working on facilities and got to be a part of the board to go through a lot of facility improvements.
He did, and he was able to mention some of those facility improvements, and I think there's just a lot to be proud of during his tenure of the board. So happy for he and his family to have some extra time. The board takes quite a bit of time out of your life, and it's all volunteer, so I wish him well.
A lot of reading.
A lot of reading. There is a lot of reading, yes.
And I know, of course, now that he's retired from the hospital and things like that, they are looking to do some other things. Mm-hmm. You know what? Kids grow up and you start looking at where are we going next and what are we going to do?
Yep.
So our congratulations to him on his service, and he'll be moving forward. One of the other, we have a few other things that did come up last night.
Mm-hmm.
We have, and this is what he even questioned, a certificate of completion for the gym. Yes. This is basically, this is just the documentation done.
It is,
pretty
yes.
much, you guys are done.
We're done. We're done with that gym.
Okay.
Yes. Proud of the gym. Happy with the gym, but we are definitely done.
I know one question they asked, were we on budget?
It was actually on budget. It really was. So that is the plus. It was just severely delayed in the timeline that we had originally planned.
So anyhow, that part's out of there. Mm-hmm. We're moving on.
Yes, we are.
Now we're going to see about, we've had inquiries on another parcel of property that the district
owns.
Yes,
the old Casey's building. So that is something that the board decided that we are going to, it's for sale as is. There are documents on the board. If you go to our website under the board meeting, there are documents that you can print off so you can make an offer on that property. And then after we have offers, then there's a public hearing that has to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a whole process. But we need to first entertain the offers.
And the board
have.
Said, yeah, mm-hmm. let's proceed with this. And
yes.
it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a couple of inquiries, just people wondering, what are you going to do with that building?
Right. So selling it as is. In the documents, it also talks about being able, if you want to go see the property, the time frame for that and how to set that up, as well as I believe it's through January 12th that we're accepting offers. So that would be the Friday before
your meeting.
Our meeting. So, yeah, so from now until January 12th, entertaining offers for the building as is.
Now, originally we were looking at a January 22nd meeting.
We were originally.
But
has changed because we had a couple of board members that would not be able to attend the January 22nd meeting. So January 16th is the new date, and it's at 7 instead of the normal 6:30. So
we didn't go to the 15th because that'll be a busy day.
Yes. I would not have been able to attend, so I appreciate them taking it off of the holiday. So,
well, we do have there's a lot happening that day, including the caucuses, too, for those that would be taking part in that.
Correct.
Board will be, again, giving consideration. We'll see. We won't know it, actually, until the meeting if we have a valid offer on that.
Correct.
We do know that we did purchase a van.
We did purchase a van.
This was quite the story.
Yes, 12-passenger van.
Not easy to find, first of all.
Not easy to find. Haven't been easy to find for several years, actually, when I was... in my previous districts, we also could not find these vans because the law only allows us to buy used vans. And so obviously you'd like to find them in really good condition. This one had 19,000 miles. And so it provides opportunities to take our smaller teams instead of having to take a whole bus. It just provides a lot more flexibility for us. So we're jumping on the opportunity while we have it.
I know. Mike does not... He does big search on this. This is like several hundred miles, actually.
Yeah, the next closest was over 900 miles away.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a trip. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting that. That's something they'll be moving forward with. So let's talk more about property because you, along with couple of board members, Jeremy Pritchard, Matt Althon, did go to Cedar Rapids. Let's talk about Capstone one of your board members said, which Capstone? And that's been one of the challenges for people because there are a lot of
there's
Capstones.
There's lots of businesses called Capstone, so there's been a lot of misunderstandings. And really, the Capstone Group was an organization that presented to the board a proposal that they would like to purchase the Page and Lincoln properties to make them into market value housing. And so the company that they are working closely with, I believe, is called Aspect. And Steve is the person that does all of the work. So the actual renovations and utilizing funding opportunities to restore historical buildings. And he's done numerous buildings in the past. And so really that's the partnership that is being proposed. And we now are still awaiting a formal proposal. What was proposed before was a non-binding agreement just letting us know that they were interested. Now, for the board to be able to take action, we need some kind of formal proposal. But in the meantime, we thought we'd go look at some properties to see what it would look like.
Part of this is vetting what's being proposed.
Absolutely. Being
about. So you went to Cedar Rapids and took a look at some. And sounds pretty nice. Like
they were
nice
very
projects.
Nice. One and two bedroom apartments. We also saw some buildings that were in the process of being remodeled. So we got to see what that process looks like. Steve explained all the different rules that you have to follow when you have properties like Lincoln that would be considered historical in nature, and really maintaining that the historical portions while still modernizing it so that it's a place where people would want to live. So we did go with some city officials as well, just so that we could all see what's really being proposed firsthand. And so that was a great trip. It was a very positive trip. And we'll see where we go from here. So,
The big thing is, they have to come back with a formal proposal.
Do.
And then
there's processes that we follow, just like we do with all the, just like with the Casey's building. There'll be a public hearing for that. There'll be a public hearing for each of the properties. I mean, we're still in the baby stages of this. So it was just a nice opportunity to go and see firsthand for ourselves the types of market value housing that is being proposed.
That they could, and try to look, imagine how it'll fit in here locally.
Exactly. So we'll, you could absolutely see like the wider hallways that the older buildings have and just how different that is than the more modern buildings that are built from scratch right now. So really, really, really neat to see the historical portions maintained.
Well, we'll watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
Got a ways to go on that at
yes,
this point
we do.
In time. You did take some time last night to let the board see the plaque. You're going to find a place to put that.
We are going to find a place to put the plaque. The board
don't
did
receive
a team.
Don't you think we should put it in our awards?
We could, but we thought the boardroom would be a great place where the board meets.
Well, we could do that too. Yeah. The Iowa State Association School Board did give our board... the Team Achievement Award. We touched on this last time, and you're still going to the school board meeting, the association meeting at the time, but we knew that they were one of 30. Of 30 that had achieved this. And you don't just, this is the entire board. It takes the entire board getting...
It takes the majority of the board to have achieved the individual awards for them to receive the Team Achievement Award. And what it requires is a certain number of hours that they have to put in of professional development for themselves as board members. So this is above and beyond what they do. You talked about all the reading that's required of board members. This is above and beyond that. And so they each put in... a minimum of 15 hours. Several of them did more than that. And so I just so that they were providing themselves with the learning of board members and what it takes to be a quality board member.
They all got their individual recognitions, except for Dr. Nystrom, who I think she might have done it earlier. I don't know.
Just not this year.
So we had four that got individual recognition, and then the entire board gets recognized.
And then
that's pretty impressive out of, 300 plus districts?
Yeah, about 327, 330. Mm-hmm. So just under 10% of the districts received this award. So I think it's worth recognizing and acknowledging on a regular basis the work that our board does, but for them to have achieved this is extra special.
So... That means
something Boone should be proud of.
Well, I was going to say, because and I know other districts, I think United had done it at one time some time ago. But these are, that means they've spent a lot of time on their self-improvement for their district.
All on their own. It's not anything that anyone pushes them on. I mean, this is complete self-motivation on their part. So... again, something to be very, very proud of.
All right. Just quick, a couple of other things that have been happening. What about some of the professional development things that have been going on? I know we've gone past that break in November after conferences and now headed towards our longer holiday break. But
yeah.
So things have been going along pretty good?
They have been. We've had several groups that have been exploring different curricular materials. Dr. Janes is exploring literacy and math materials for different levels within the district, and so they've been busy exploring those opportunities, some visiting some other districts, also implementing Character Strong, our curriculum. That's something that we're really excited that we've had K-12. I think out on social media, we shared a character dare for families about gratitude and maybe just sharing positives with those in your neighborhood. Maybe it's your postman that you or postwoman that you want to thank for the hard work that they're doing, just showing some gratitude. And so you'll see some more things like that coming out so that we can spread some of those same character building activities beyond the school.
You're doing
and
in the school, but it works much better if the whole family.
It absolutely, and provides families with ideas on how to capitalize on the things that they hear from their kids about. So, yeah, so character dares are some of the things that our students are exposed to when they're going through this curriculum. And so we're sharing some of those that families can do as well. So really excited about the opportunities that provide students to build skills and in self-management and resilience and some of those portrait of a graduate competencies that we feel are so necessary beyond high school. So
I was going to say that was one of the comments that Dr. Malhaus had made, too, was about portrait of a graduate. Mm-hmm. And really, once we got all the pieces put together for that, that's gone forward pretty well.
So. It is, absolutely. We're trying to, through both our work-based learning and through the Character Strong, really build up those skill sets that our community shared with us were so very important in instilling in our students.
The Iowa Association of School Boards, again, when you were doing the last time when we visited, you were going down there for your last presentation.
Yeah.
And what, some of the administrators, some of the board, you were talking about the EDGE program.
We did.
And again, basically letting other districts know you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Correct. So we did have, we were presenters at the Iowa Association of School Boards, and I would say we had about 75 people attend our session, and a lot of people afterwards contacting us and wanting to come visit and learn more. Both Jeremy Pritchard and Pat Teben helped Dr. Janes and I present when we were at the Iowa Association of School Boards. And so just a great way to showcase EDGE across the state with school board members, because our staff, Lindsay and Boz, have presented at the state work-based learning conference several times. This is an opportunity for us to share at the school board.
To let boards know.
Let boards know how to do this.
Here's what you can do.
Yes.
You know.
And their role in that, because the board has a very different role than the staff have. And so a lot of it was just helping them understand, you know, if you feel that you really want to go on this path, how do you access funds to do so.
Sure.
And so just sharing some of our experiences and sharing some other ideas that we're aware of that maybe we didn't utilize for our particular situation, because every community needs to make it their own.
First of all, you got to get buy-in from your private sector.
Yes, you do. And we are so very fortunate to have the businesses in Boone, because they have been nothing but supportive. And I hopefully both the private sector and public sector with our EMTs. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing that too.
Yes.
Saw our picture all in turnout gear and everything.
Did you see Hannah? Yeah. Yeah. She looks pretty good, doesn't she? Yeah.
And she wants to keep
something
doing it too. That's internship, people, not just, I mean, that's actually apprentice.
It is.
It's
an apprenticeship. And some people are aware, and some are not, that our apprenticeship for meat cutting, not only do we offer that to students in Boone, but students from other communities, other districts can go through our Boone program. We have also made available that same opportunity for EMT apprenticeship.
Okay.
But so they still go through our program, but they don't actually even have to attend Boone. So,
We make it available to everybody.
We make it available.
All right, our schedule coming up, what are we looking at here? 22nd you get out? Or
the 22nd they have an early release, and then they come back on the 3rd.
And we're over there then.
Yep, yep. And they come back on the 3rd, and our next board meeting is on the 16th. Uh-huh. We do have a work session on the 8th.
All righty.
So
thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a good holiday.
Absolutely. You too.